Like Rabban ben Azikin, that's the Minyas HaReva. He really shouldn't have, the Levi shouldn't have finagled like this. Sukkah Zula is also Mitzvah Baba Be'er, no good. Igmar just has an exception to the rule. If the Schach was stolen, then it's the Takonah de Rabbanon that he's not Mukhayif to give it back, that's Takonah Smorish. Whereas, let's say I stole a beam, and I'm building a house, and I use the beam, and then I build the second floor, third floor, and everything. And then the din is Vaheshav is Hagzeil. So if I want to do tshuva, I have to take down the whole building and pull out the beam and give it back. So the Gemara says this will prevent people from doing tshuva. So they made a takonis morish. Morish means a beam. They made a takonis de rabbanon, hefker bez and hefker. If you stole a beam and you built it into the building, in order to encourage ganovim to become chazrim b'tshuva, so we say if he built it into the building, so he's not mechuyev to take down the whole building. So the Gemara says not only does the takonis morish apply if he built a beam into a building, he put it on schach on top of the sukkah. What's the big deal? Let him take off the schach, and that's the whole story. No, sofka sof, it's serving as a ceiling of the sukkah. The sukkah is only there for 10 days. What's the big deal? No, since sofka sof, it is the ceiling for a building, so that too is included in takonis morish. So once there's a takana de rabbanon that I don't have to give it back, so that's not called the sukkah zula. But if I stole the walls, or if I stole the walls of the sukkah, you have a portable sukkah, I walked off with your portable sukkah and I made a sukkah. There's no takanas marish on that. Takanas marish is if I have the building and I stole your beam and I used it as the roof. But if I stole the whole building, I stole all your bricks and I made a building, then there is no takana de rabbanon. So the Gemara says min atari the din is you're not yaitzim with the sukkah zula. But if I stole the schach and I put it on top, so mid the rabbanon hefkebez nefke, we declare that it's no longer stolen. He started off as stolen schach, and we declare that later it's not no longer considered.
He just owes him money. He owes him money.
He owes him the money. Money, yeah. Yeah, he owes him the money. They had shaylas in Russia. They have tshuvas written about this. The people didn't have wood to make a sukkah, to make a schach, and the government used to have forests, but you're not allowed to touch the forest. So the Frumi Yidin wanted to make a sukkah, so they went to the forest and they stole from the communist government, under the communists. They stole wood to make a sukkah, and they stole the Shem Shemaim, they stole Tzach. So the Shaykh says, is it good? It's a sukkah gzula. But well, who are they stealing from? The Malchus or Shah? This wicked government who stole from everybody. So the Rabbonim in Russia wrote tshuvas about that. Is that really a sukkah gzula? Even the Malchus Adin is only if the government laws are fair. Right. But let's say the government has laws that are absolutely unfair. Soloveitchik said, the Rav said that his uncle Rav Elvel at Paskin on the communist government when they were the Tokfam, that's called Chamsanusa de Malchusa. The Rishonim didn't have such an expression. It's only if it's Dina de Malchusa. If they have Ganef. So he said the communists just steal from everybody. So that's not Dina de Malchusa. That's Chamsanusa de Malchusa. So this is what the Rabbonim in Russia were pilfering about. Over here, they had a forest that no one was allowed to touch. That's not an unfair. I mean, the communists did other things that were very unfair. But let's say in New York, if you have a forest and the government says no one should touch the forest, that's a fair law. But because they were oppressing the Jewish religion, so maybe under the circumstances it was unfair. Did they have tshuva said not that? If it remains intact, if you cut the beam and you painted the beam, then it's a shinui. But if the beam is still intact and you just put more layers on top of it, then the Gemara says it's not called a shinui. So strictly speaking, it has to remove the whole building and give him back his beam because it wasn't the shtana. But with the rabbanon, they made a takon, and the takon is morish, the takon on the beam that he doesn't. But later on, he is going to make a miruah. The Levi is going to make a miruah already. He's not going to eat it with the shibola. So when he makes the miruah, at that time, doesn't it become tevel atovel at truma gedoyla? It should become imamish tevel. It already is tevel now. It can be mafresh from this al mokam acher that needs truma gedoyla. Because this is also tevel atovel at truma gedoyla. But if he'll make a miruah on the maaser rishon, let's say he has tons and tons. The Levi gets tons and tons of maaser rishon. So still, he can kill two birds with one stone. And there is an interesting machlokes. In the Sefer HaMitzvos, there's an interesting machlokes. The Rambam and the Ramban, they have a lot of interesting machlokes. So there's one interesting machlokes about, has a lot to do with Chumash. In order to understand Chumash, well, you have to go through the Sefer Mitzvos by Rambam. So there's an interesting machlokes regarding Hafrashas Truma and the Sinas Truma to the Kohen, or Hafrashas Maaser Rishon and the Sinas Maaser Rishon to the Levi. So the Rambam's opinion is that it's one mitzvah. You do the Hafrashah and then you give it to the Kohen. So there's a mitzvah to give Truma to the Kohen, mitzvah to give Maaser Rishon to the Levi, the mitzvah to give Maaser Rani to the Yoni. And the Ramban says there are two distinct mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah to be mafresh truma, and there's another mitzvah to give the truma away to the kohen. For haraya, mitzvahs nesina. For haraya, that the two distinct mitzvahs. Sometimes you have one without the other. Let's say if I'm the farmer himself is a kohen, so everything is terrible. So he has to be mafresh truma gedola, but he doesn't have to give it away to another kohen.
He
can keep it himself. So you have a case where you only have hafrasha. And you don't have the sinner. And the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs write such a logical cloud that since Tfilin Shel Rosh and Tfilin Shel Yad are not ma'akvim zeh zeh, if you only have one, so the Gemara says you put on the one that you have just because you don't have two mitzvahs, so you shouldn't even do one mitzvah. So the Gemara says whenever they're not ma'akvim zeh zeh, then the Rambam writes based on the Gemara, it seems that they're counted as two mitzvahs. But Dalin Minim Shebelulah, Avami Akvim Zeh Zeh, the Adasim and Arogis and Lululim and Yesrik, there's one mitzvah if you're missing one of the dalim minim, so you don't bother to even to shake the other three that you do have, because ma'akim is there. So that's counted as one mitzvah. That's farechem as one mitzvah. It's not considered four distinct mitzvahs. So the Ramban argues along the same lines. He says since it's gimel, the possibility that I myself am a Levi, and I'm mafresh ma'aser rishon, I'm not mechuyev, not obligated to give it away to somebody else. So you see, you have a case. We do hafrasha, you don't do nesina. So does not show that Afrosha and Nesina are two different mitzvahs. Otherwise, how can Afrosha exist without Nesina?
How many brachas do you make? Is there a bracha for Afrosha and Nesina?
Yeah, there are two different brachas, yeah.
According
to Ramban. Yeah, everybody holds the two different brachas. Yeah, but that's not a right. Let's say Sfira Saimer, we spoke about that. Let's say Sfira Saimer.
Yeah, every day.
You say a bracha every day, even though the Prima Gordim says it's according to the Bahag, that if you miss one night, so you don't continue counting, right. So the Prima Gaurim understands it's one long mitzvah that has 49 parts. So the Prima Gaurim asked the Kasha, how can we say 49 brachas? If there's only one mitzvah, so you say only one bracha? So Rav Soloveitchik again said that Kasha. Yeah. He said, bracha is recited over a Maisa mitzvah. Even if you do one mitzvah, one Kima mitzvah, but it has 49 different pulas, you can't do all 49 together. Then you say 49 brachas. The Rambam says, Lamashon, about matzah and marah. We must have spoken about it. The Rambam says it's optional. If you want, you can eat the matzah and the marah together. If you want, you can eat the matzah separately and the marah separately. So the Rambam says, what's regarding the brachas? So he says, if you eat the matzah and the marah, the Rambam says, you don't eat Pesach, matzah, and marah. He says, even in Kohen Tehillot, or your kercham, ka'achas, not the way we have the girsah. Or your echel Pesach, matzah, and marah, the yachah. The Rambam holds, you always eat the carbon Pesach separately. But the matzah and the marah is optional, either to eat together or to eat separately. The Rambam had a different girsah in the Gemara. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chametz and Matzah, if you eat the matzah and the marah together, the kri chachas, then you say one bracha, shekhar ishana, b'mitzoy, sevet zivonu, al achilas matzah, and marah. But if you eat it separately, then you say al achilas matzah, then you say al achilas marah. How come sometimes you get away with one bracha? So the answer is, brachas don't depend on how many mitzvahs you're fulfilling. Bracha depends on the maisa mitzvah. Gemolta hechet himsa that you're not mekayim any mitzvah, and you still say a bracha. Let's say, anil ana mezuzah on your house. So I say a bracha, asher kedishanu b'mitzvah setzimonu, l'kvoya mezuzah. I'm not yotze the mitzvah mezuzah, I'm yotze mitzvah, gemilas chasodim. If you ask me to do you a favor, you don't feel well, you're busy in the office, whatever, you have no time. So I did you a taiva hanging up the mezuzah, but I didn't fulfill the mitzvah mezuzah. You fulfill the mitzvah mezuzah. But you can't say the bracha because you're not doing a maisa mitzvah. Let's say you move into a house that has a mezuzah on the door. So most of the pastors say you don't recite a bracha. You're not doing any maisa mitzvah. When you move in and you're living in a house that has a mezuzah, you're fulfilling a mitzvah mezuzah. But since there's no maisa mitzvah, so no bracha is recited. The one who nails on a mezuzah on someone else's home is only doing a Maisa Mitzvah, is not doing the Kiyama Mitzvah Mezuzah. Doing a Kiyama Mitzvah Milos Chasorim, but he's not doing a Kiyama Mitzvah Mezuzah, so he does say the Bracha. The Bracha depends on the Maisa Mitzvah, it doesn't depend on the Kiyama Mitzvah. So it's Gemalt, that a person... It could be it's one Mitzvah, the Hafrasha with the Nesina, and you still say two Brachas. Because this is one Maisa Mitzvah, that's another Maisa Mitzvah.
But you do say two Brachas, then you...
Yeah. When you mafresh truma, you say a bracha, and then when you give it to the kohen, you say another bracha.
And if you're doing it at the same time, you have to come to the kohen's right to be a
Probably still say two brachas. Like Shalyan and Shalosh. They really probably still say two brachas.
The Tavod is to come to the Balabai don't have to hear the brachas.
No, has no shaykes with the balabas.
You're supposed to have a mezuzah on your door.
Right, the balabas is yaitzeh by having the mezuzah on his door. He's not mechuyif to say the bracha. Only mechuyif to say the bracha is the one who does the ma'is on it. Right. I can ask someone else to be madlik for me. Right. But that's it. Let's say my wife, if I come late, so the Gemara says, ishto madlekes salah b'tech teisa, if the wife is lighting at home, so the husband is yotze. But in that case, if the wife is lighting at home and the husband is being yotze, there is a machlekes, the Beis Yosef quotes a machlekes, Rashi has two shittas. Does the husband have a chiyuv to say brichas haroya? The din is that someone who's, let's say there's a bum who sleeps in the park, and he doesn't sit on Hanukkah lift. You have to have hadlok of the Beisa. It has no bum. Yeah. So when he sees someone else's nearest Hanukkah, he says a broker. He doesn't say lahadlik, he says shasan nisim. And the first night he says shatyanu also. So Rashi has a, the Beis Yosef quotes Rashi has a machlekes arishonim. What if ishto madlekes sala b'toch habayis? So the husband is being yetze hadlokah, but he didn't hear the broker. His wife said the broker. Does he have a chiyuv to say brichas haroya? Like haroya na Hanukkah? He say no. His wife is being madlek for him. He doesn't have a brichas haroya. So because of that machlekes, that's why they recommend that you shouldn't be yetze long distance. By mezuzah, there's no machlekes. Have someone else put on the mezuzah. No, I don't have to listen in on the telephone.
And a woman might say that a husband,
by mezuzah and by Hanukkah also the same. The Gemara says the wife can be nice. The Gemara says one of the Amoraim, when he was single, he always used to run home to send on Chanukah. Got the Gehoff and he finally got married, so he stayed in the Beis Medrash. And his wife benched Chanukah and he was yotze. He had no problem, didn't have to run home. The Gemara tells that story. So here, what's this machlekes? Getting back again. What is this machlekes? The Rambam and the Ramban. That the Rambam holds that it's one mitzvah and the Ramban holds two mitzvahs. What exactly is the machlekes? So they say the Rambam holds Afroshas, Trumas, and Maisris is not a mitzvah Afrosha. If you're interested in eating, it's Tevil. If you're interested in Zamatir, Afrosha is Zamatir. If you want to eat it, so you have to be Mafrish. Once you Mafrish Truma, then it's a mitzvah to do Nesina. The mitzvah to give the truma away to the kohen. Once you are mafrish ma'aser rishon, what should prompt you? What should motivate the meshugana to be mafrish ma'aser rishon? He wants to eat the food. He can't eat the food before he's mafrish truma gedolah ma'aser rishon ma'aser sheni. So if he's hungry and he wants to eat it, if he wants to dump it into the ocean, it's all surplus. According to Rambam, not mechuyev to be mafrish. Not a mitzvah to be mafrish. If you need a heter achila, so you have to be mafrish trumas and maisris. Once you have truma, it's a mitzvah to give it away to the kohen. Once you have maisrishon, it's a mitzvah to give it away to the lady and so on. And the Ramban disagrees and he says no. Afrosh itself is a mitzvah. And the scene is not a mitzvah, two different mitzvahs. Nafkamina, let's say I have tons and tons of tevel. Not interested in eating it. No one plans to eat it. So according to the Rambam, so don't be mafrish. Who says? Don't be mafrish. Who needs it? You don't need a matzah. But according to the Ramban, it's a mitzvah safrosh, even if you're not interested in eating it. That seems to be the machlokes.
How about my father's kahanim? Would that be
a question
of the
sinner?
Another question.
Which
matzah?
Rola chayra keva. There's no isa tevel. There's no isa tevel. That's a din. If you shech the behemoth, the behemoth kulin, you're obligated to give away this chalik to the kohen. There's not an isa tevel. You're permitted to eat the rest before you. There's
a
is what? When you give it over to the coin, yeah, like by picking a ben, you say a bracha when you give over the money to the coin. Looks funny. You just give him a couple of dollars and you say a bracha. So he give a bottle of wine. Or you give the truma gedolah, whenever you give over the matnas kuna lui, you say a bracha, yeah. Sometimes you say a bracha on a matir, right? Sometimes you say a bracha on a matir. So here, getting back over here, the Rambam writes that when you have, we gave before, a parallel that when you mix flour with water, you can be mafrish right away. But the din of tevel doesn't begin the chiyuv to be mafrish. But this is a tevel that if you eat it, yichai nisim b'dei shemayim, only begins at a later stage, not mishas nesinas amal. Mishay yigalgil, you have to have gilgul atimtum by seorim. It's called achi tamtem. I think by chitim it's called achi galgal. Means a thick dough, not stam nesinas amayim. So the Rambam writes, so the Rambam quotes a Yerushalmi that it's preferable to be mafrish after Nesina Samai. Preferable to be mafrish in the beginning. And the Rambam would ask, why is it preferable to be mafrish? Shouldn't you wait till after becomes tevel to fulfill the mitzvah of hafrasha? If you're mafrish in between Nesina Samayim and Gilgal, that's like being mafrish b'shiboli. If you do miruach and riyas tenei abayis, then you're mechuyif to be mafrish, then there's a mitzvah and a third to be mafrish, and then the Yisra Tevel sets in. If you're mafrish b'shiboli, nafrosha will be chal, but it's not yet tevel and there's no mitzvah to be mafrish. So why should you be mafrish before the mitzvah is chal? You kill the mitzvah. Why should you be mafrish at a time that there's no mitzvah to be mafrish?
You can wait till
after it becomes the chiyuv hafrosh, it becomes tevel. After the miruach and the riyas panam bayis, said wait till after achi galgel, achi tamtem, and then be mafrish. So they quote in the name of Rav Elbel Soloveitchik that apparently this is the Rambam Lishitasa. The Rambam holds that you don't count these as two distinct mitzvahs. Not that hafrosh is a separate mitzvah, the sin is another mitzvah. Hafrosh is not a mitzvah. Hafrosh is just a matir. So what? And you said bracha on the hafrosh, even though it's not a mitzvah. Like on shechita, you said bracha, even though the afipash to the shechita is not a mitzvah. So the Rambam holds it's not a mitzvah. So what's the difference? Whether you mafrish before you have the chiyuv hafrosh, or you mafrish after? You're not gaining anything if you wait till later. The Ravid holds you should wait till later. The Ravid holds that the Ravid seems to hold like the Ramban that hafrosh is chal is a mitzvah, and hafrosh is trumas amaisa mitzvah. So why should you be mafrish after nesinas hamayim before the mitzvah?
Wait,
so you prevent it from becoming tevel later. Wait till after Gilgal and you have a mitzvah at the time of hafrosh. Wait till after miruach and beres pnei abayis and you have a mitzvah in hafrosh. And the Rambam seems to go to shitas bechla. You're never going to have a mitzvah. The hafrosh will be chal, but you're never really performing any mitzvah.
What is it? It's not a mitzvah.
It prevents it from becoming tevel later. If you make a miruach and a riyas panabais later, the hafroshes will have already been taking place, so this will prevent it from ever becoming tevel. The hafroshes will be chal. We learn that from this pasuk that a frisha b'shibolim is chal, and it prevents it from becoming tevel. But you're not really fulfilling a mitzvah. But you're not mechuyif. It's never going to be a mitzvah. According to the Rambam, the hafroshes is never going to be a mitzvah. Only the nesina is the mitzvah. That's this big machlekes, whether hafrosha is a mitzvah. Is there a mitzvah when you have tevel or no? It's a matir. If you're interested in eating it, or you want to feed it to the behemoth, then you have to be mafrish. Harmosim just means if you're interested in eating it, then you have to go through this procedure to be mafrish. That's the big machlokes. In Shulchan Aruch, this is the machlokes, the Taz and the Magen Avraham. It starts off like this in Simen Ches, in Arachayim, it says, Simen Ches is Hilchas Tzitzis. Starts off Hilchas Tzitzis. So it says, when you put on the talis, you put on the talis kot, you should say a bracha, and preferable is you should recite the bracha in the state of Amidah. Because l'chatchila, all brichas hamitzvah should be recited by amida. Brichas hanenin, it's preferable to recite the yeshiva. Why? Because it's healthier to eat and drink the food in a sitting position. Gemara says in Gittin, it's not healthy to eat or to drink when you're standing and running around. So since you should eat or drink in a sitting position, so it's preferable to say the bracha in a sitting position. But brichas hamitzvah, or brichas shevach, let's say someone's sitting and he sees lightning or thunder. So he wants to say the bracha and the lightning of thunder. So preferable is he should stand up and say the bracha. He says the bracha sitting down is also good. But l'chatchila, the Magen Avraham says that all brichas hamitzvah and all brichas shevach v'oido should be recited in a standing position. Sure. So Frank, that's the klal. So Frank, the akasha, so how come there's a Mishnah that says nidu yosheves v'kotza chalosa aruma. Ha'isha yosheves, the Mishnah. Ha'isha yosheves, the Mishnah chal, a woman can sit. And the Mishnah has an example. The woman is all undressed. How is a naked person? How can a person say a bracha? So the Gemara says she only has to cover up the Yevah HaLeida. So if a man wants to say a bracha and the woman is undressed, that part of the body is not allowed to say a bracha. But a woman may say a bracha if the top of her body is undressed, as long as the Yevah HaErva is covered. So when a woman is sitting on the ground, so the Yevah HaErva is covered up. So that's the Mishnah. HaIsha Yosheves, Rikotza Chalosa Aruma. Since she's sitting, so the Yevah HaErva is covered up. Frag the Magen Avraham Akasha, but it says in Shulchan Aruch that all Birchas HaMitzvah are supposed to be cited by Mida. So the simple answer is, the simple answer is that this institution was invented in later generations, days of the Gaonim, days of the Tanoim, they never had this. Number one. Number two, the Mishnah means to say if she's sitting, then the erva is covered up, there's no problem. About lechatchila she should stand, but she's undressed, she also can bear. The loilam, the kasha, can be answered with other mahalchim. Magen Avraham doesn't give those answers. Magen Avraham says the answer is that Aprosha Schala is not a mitzvah, it's a matir. And since it's a matir, so the bracha over Aprosha Schala is like a birchas hanenin. Birchas hanenin, you can sit lechatchila. That's what the Magen Avraham answers in Simeches. So Rebbe Akiva Eiger on the bottom of the page in Aruch Chaim, in Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim, tells you, look in the Taz and Yeridei Simon Aleph, that he says, Fakir, the Taz says, if you have a bunch of tevil, you have bushels and bushels of tevil, you couldn't care less, you're not interested in eating, you're going to just let it rot away, you're going to throw it into the ocean. It's a mitzvah to be mafresh from the maisris,
even if you don't plan to eat it.
So Rebbe Akiva Eiger points out, Machlek is the Taz in the Magen Avraham. So the Maharsham has a sefer on Yeridei that's called Das Torah. Yeah, they printed the Maharsham on Aruch Chaim, many volumes of Das Torah. But years ago in Europe, they only had a Das Torah on Yeridei. So the Das Torah and the Maharsham on Siman Aleph in Yeridei has a long column, two columns, long arichas, where he quotes that this machlek is a Taz and Magen Avraham, is a machlek is in Rishonim, whether Hafrosh's Truma is a mitzvah, or it's only a matir. And the Velt says that that's the machloek is the Rambam and the Ramban. Velvel and others, they all assume. The Ramban holds that these are counted as two distinct mitzvahs. Hafrosh is one mitzvah, Mitzin is another mitzvah. So Hafrosh is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. And the Rambam holds, no, Hafrosh is not a mitzvah. You have an Issa table. If you want to eat it, you have to be mafrish. If you're not interested in eating it, don't be mafrish. If you are mafrish, for whatever reason, whatever prompted you, either you're hungry or you want it, if you are mafrish, then you see it to the Kohanim is a mitzvah. If you have chum, is a mitzvah to give it away. But there's no mitzvah in the first place to be mafresh of chum. So that's what Abelvola said, the Rambam goes l'shitasa, that the Rambam doesn't see anything wrong. Adarabba, the Rambam recommends, he quotes the Yerushalmi, he recommends l'chatchila to be mafresh the chale before the Gilgul. Mishras nesinas amayim. So the Rambam says, ha'yitoch, and if you mafresh so early, you'll forfeit the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. You mafresh before the mitzvah sets in. So the Rambam holds b'chlal, there's already mitzvah. There is no mitzvah. So what's the difference? Mafresh now, mafresh later. May as well be mafresh earlier.
They don't do it after the bake.
Americans don't know this. In Eretz Yisrael, in the Frumah bakeries, they want to be mezaka the customers, they want to be mafresh their own. So when they sell you hand matzahs, it's all tevel. It's not tevel for chumas and mice, it's tevel for challah, because the people want to fulfill their own mitzvah of hafrosh and challah. So is that what they do over here in America? I remember a friend of mine told me he moved to Eretz Yisrael, and the first Pesach that he was there, he went to the most mehudadika bakery, and he got the matzahs, then it turned out he wasn't yet to the mitzvah because he ate tevil. He didn't know that he's supposed to be mafresh Yom Kippur. Didn't find out till a half a year later. So it's a good story.
Luckily, he found out that only tevil the rabbonah.
Only tevil is mine. That's only tevil the
rabbonah. After you take it out, the dal bake, you put it in a big basket, you cover it up, and then you take the challah.
Well, why do they do that?
They don't take it from the Yisrael after they're in the Gaza.
That's not right. Because if you bake it when it's tevil, so the tevil has a bleer in the baking tin. So the baking tin has a bli of tevil. So when you're they don't put it on a container.
No,
they put it on the
right
on the floor.
Right on the floor.
So that's balea. So the floor is balea. Burned down. Okay. I don't know why they should do that. Lachatchila is a mitzvah to be mafresh. The Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi. Lachatchila mitzvah to be mafresh the challah before the Gilgal. Mishas nesinas amayim before the Gilgal. Don't know. I know in the machine matzah they don't do like that. Machine matzah they mafresh the challah way before the baking.
I once
On Yontif, yeah. because you're not allowed to. That's a Mishnah Sof, that's a different thing. On Yontif, you're not allowed to bake the challah that's challah kmeah because nobody can eat it. The Kohanim can't eat it. In Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz they may eat it because it's not too much Yotzal Meguf, but in Eretz Yisrael, nobody can eat the challah kmeah. So the Mishnah says himself, Mishnah was written in Eretz Yisrael. So if you have challah kmeah, keep the mafrish and challah betumah, the Mishnah says, how do you do it? So you're going to be mafrish the challah on Yontif, so you can't bake it. You're not going to bake it, it's going to sit there, it's going to turn into chametz. You're going to have a problem. So the Mishnah says, bake everything now, and then be mafresh challah later. Yeah. But if you'll mafresh challah first, you won't be allowed to bake it, and then you have to let it sit and become chametz.
It's also easier to give challah when it's already dough than rather to take out from the flour and the water together.
Yeah,
it's
a mess.
It's easier.
I once went to a place, and one of the fellows walked in after we mixed the water with the dough, and he took some out. He said they're going to take it later on after they bake it. That's their shitta. But to be also everybody, he took some out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then the guy takes later says a bracha levatola.
There's a bracha.
He didn't say a bracha this fellow. He just took some out.
Doesn't know
better.
The bracha is not me'akev. So once he took challah, everything is already taken care of.
Don't you have to take a certain amount in order to be chayav challah in the first place?
You have to have a minimum amount of flour. Between 3 and 5 pounds of flour.
So they made less than that in the first place.
Then the whole afrosh is not chal. So they cut and that is not chal.
He told me he was taking especially less, so he wouldn't have that child. But when they do it all together later, they'd have a big pile.
Yeah, that's why we do it later.
Then they would take it later.
Take it later, you make a brocha, you take it.
Chal is also no shiur. Right? The challah is no shiur.
There's a minimum shiur to become a chuyv a challah.
But the amount of you take off, so once you took off a little bit of that, it's finished.
But he says he took it off before they had the amount of the 3 pounds of flour.
It was less than.
That's why because you want to have the money.
I mean, they don't have a shear in the beginning. Later they get a shear.
They get a shear later.
Ah, so later they get the shear. Can't be mafish before you have the shear. Okay. Okay. Well, Linetta, next week when we learn the next tikkun gemara, the week after we'll do Hanukkah. Okay, then the week after we'll do next week when we'll learn, instead of learning the next gemara's little boring details, maybe we'll skip to the Mishnah on Yudalad Amud Aleph. And today said where the Chumash describes the way Yaakov Avinu is coming back to Eretz Yisrael, and he approaches his brother Esav, so the Chazal point out that he prepared himself l'doron v'l'tfilo olamalchama. Yeah, last choice is Muhammad. You don't start off right away by bopping him over the face. First you have to prepare yourself l'doron. Tfilo, you always have to have everything. The Gemara says, how should a person become rich? He should invest in this, that, and the other thing, and he should offer a prayer. How should a person be zechet to have healthy children? He should do that, this, and the other thing, and he should offer a prayer. And everything the Gemara says in the end of the Nina, how should be zechet to this? Eitzes, and then the Gemara says, always offer a prayer. Everything offer a prayer. So that's obvious. But you have to have the Doron also. And then when they approach him, so everybody's bukenzach, everybody bukzach except for one kid, Binyamin doesn't bukzach, because Binyamin wasn't born yet. Binyamin wasn't born yet. So the Medrash points out that the Beis HaMikdash was built, Yerushalayim was split in two. Half of Yerushalayim was Chelkashal Yehuda, and half is Chelkashal Binyamin. So the Medrash says, how come the Beis HaMikdash was built by Chelkashal Binyamin? So two reasons are given. So one reason is because he wasn't born yet, he didn't bukzach to the Ace of Harasha. And the other reason was that from all the Yud Beis Shvatim, all the others were born in Chutz La'aretz. He was the only one who was a Sabra. He was born in Eretz Yisrael. So some of the Mefarshim say that it's all B'Hotalia. The one who didn't Bukzach was the one who was the Sabra. The Yidin, when they're in Golis, of course you have to Bukzach to the... Not supposed to be. That's exactly it. Not supposed to be. Okay, but in principle, if you have your own independent Medina, when the Ramban HaChumash quotes the Medrash at the beginning of Vayishlach, when the Tanoim had to go to travel to Rome to negotiate with the government there, so they used to learn through Parshas Vayishlach in order to know how to present their case. They didn't just figure it out with psychology. They tried to search for some insight in the Pesukim, and the insight always consisted of Doron v'Latfilah v'LaMuhammad. These three parts were always there. Why? Because they didn't have an independent Jewish government. They were kafuf to the Roman government. So you have to do like it says over here. You have to buksach. Everybody has to buksach. You have to be korei mishtachve. Give a lot of bribe, Doron. But if you have someone like Binyamin, who is a sabra, who's born in Eretz Yisrael, so he's not supposed to buksach. It doesn't mean he has to bop him over the head. Start off with Nochama. He's supposed to have tefillah. which some people don't believe in tefillah. You're supposed to have tefillah, but you're supposed to negotiate with self-respect and self-dignity, with shtot, to show that you're an independent government.
The Ramban says that Bikinzer was Yaakov Avinu did not do right in Bikinzer to Esau.
He did wrong. That's how the Ramban Adon says.
They called him Adoni. No, we called him Odon. We called him
seven times.
Yaakov. The Ramban says
that he did wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. But it's interesting that in our generation. The people who represent the Klal Yisrael in America and Chutzlah and Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlah, it's all over the world, they think that they'll figure out how to negotiate with the Ummah Soilam by using psychology. They'll study psychology. They leave out the Tfilah, they leave out the Doron, and the Chazal say that this was the parsha that's supposed to teach us how to negotiate. The Tfilah you always need. For everything you have to have Tfilah. But the negotiations with Esau, with the Ummah Soilam, cannot be just calculated using plain old psychology. There's certain yanim of psychology that are rooted in things from Sheshes Mei Breishis, that are rooted in ancient traditions, Halacha B'Yadua, Sheis of Sinali Yankiv. So the Chazal tell us that the way to negotiate with Ummah Soilam is by learning through this parsha to gain some insight. It's not going to work with just old psychology without the tefillah, without the limud of the psukim. We have to relearn the parsha in our generation. Lines from the top, then 15 lines from the top. The Gemara starts a new paragraph. After the two dots, the Gemara quotes Amar Eish Lakish, and they pick up the same topic that we were discussing before the dinners. If you have tevel means anything that grew, any fruits or vegetables or grain, anything that grew in Eretz Yisrael, so the din says that you're not permitted to eat it unless you're mafrish, matrumas and maisers. And after your mafresh, then you're supposed to give the truma to the kohen and the ma'aser rishon to the levi, and the ma'aser oni goes to the oni. Ma'aser oni is the third year and the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, and if it's the first and the second year, or the fourth and the fifth year, so then you mafresh ma'aser sheni. Ma'aser sheni, you keep yourself and you bring to Yerushalayim and you eat it, b'dusha v'tahara. So there's a seder, there's a system, how you're supposed to be mafresh trumas and ma'asers, and there's a din, you're not supposed to be mishaneh from the seder. Rashi on the bottom of Amar Aleph quoted a pasuk, "Malayoscha v'demacha loisa acher." A pasuk, the very last line on Yud Gimel Amar Aleph. Rashi quotes from Shmos, chapter Chav Gimel, that's in the middle of Parshas Mishpatim, where it says, "Malayoscha v'demacha loisa acher." It's a shver pasuk, and the Gemara says in Tamura what it means is that you're not permitted to be mishana the seder ha-hafroshes. The first hafrosh is supposed to be while everything is still mechubel lekarka bikurim. And after mafresh bikurim, the din is if you want mafresh bikurim and mechubi, you can always be mafresh it later. But lechatchila mitzvasai is to be mafresh the bikurim and mechubi. And next, after you harvest everything from the ground and you're ready to go off to bikurim, then you're supposed to give truma gedoyla. So minatera truma gedoyla zain lo shir, and vichita achas pateres kol akriya. I can take a whole room so big full of grain and take one kernel of grain and designate that as truma. But the Rabbanan, the Chacham said that's not right just to give chita achas, so they recommended you should give 2%, 1/50. If you want to be more generous, give 1/40. If you want to be a little stingy, if you feel you can't afford it, to give 1/60. But you shouldn't give less than 1/60, and they don't recommend that you should give more than 1/40. If you want, you can give more than 1/40. You can give
99%.
You just have to leave over a little bit. But they recommend you should give 2%. So let's say, for argument's sake, we already worked it out once. Let's say you have 100 bushels of grain. So you're supposed to, first things first, supposed to give truma. So you give 2 bushels of grain as truma gdoyla, you're left with 98. From the 98 bushels, you mafresh 1/10 of what's left. So you mafresh 9.8 for a ma'aser rishon. So then you have to mafresh 1/10 of what's left as ma'aser sheni or ma'aser rani, depending whether it's the second year, third year, 50 year, 60 year, whatever year it is, fine. So what happens over here, Reish Lakish has the Shaila, what happens, or let's say instead of giving 2% for Truma G'dayla, Let's say the farmer decides to be very generous and he gives 20%. He gives 20% for his truma gedolah. So he only has left 80 units. So then, he gives eight bushels of...
Yeah, for a mass.
Right, he gives...
10% of eight.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So you give 10% of what's left for Truma Gdoila, right, and then you give 10% of what's left after that for Maisa Sheni. Fine. So now Rish Lakish has a din that we just said before. Maisa, we just said, what happens if you are Mishana de Seda HaHafrashes? You did it out of order, so you did an Aveira, you weren't supposed to do that. So what's the din if you did it out of order? What if you are Mafrish, the Maisa Rishon, before the Truma Gdoila? So he says, Maiserishon shehigdimo b'shibolim. Let's see again. Higdimo means he gave Maiserishon before Truma Gdoila. Supposed to give first Truma Gdoila and then Maiserishon and then Maisersheni. So if he gave the Maiserishon before the Truma Gdoila, so he gives 10, instead of giving 10% on 98 bushels, he's giving 10% on 100 bushels. So the Levi is
gaining.
The lady is the wise girl. Yeah. Here. The lady is going to gain. He's the one who comes to the farmer and convinces him
to give him
the mafrish.
She's going to figure out 10.
Yeah.
9.8.
Instead of giving me 9.8, give me first my serishin, so you'll give me 10 bushels. So he goes and he listens to him. So that's called higdimo. Higdimo, that's how Rashi explained on the Gemara, and I'm in base, and I'm at Aleph, and I'm at base. Mustamad ben Levi is the wise guy over here who's convincing the farmer to do the afrosha shalei al seder. So he will gain a little bit. If you have 100 bushels, so then he's going to gain a little bit. If you have a few thousand bushels, he gains an awful lot. It's going to turn. If you add everything up, it's going to be an awful lot. So that's what higdimo means. He gave the Maaser Rishon. He designated them his mafrish, the Maaser Rishon, before his mafrish Truma Gdoila. What does it mean bishibolim? Bishibolim means he hadn't yet done the miruach. The din is, if your mafrish Truma and Maaser when it's still attached to the ground, the Mishnah says the hafrosha is not chal at all. If Kozman is still mechubel karka, the Kriya Shem Truma, the Maaserishon is not chal. Bikurim is chal b'mechubel karka. That's what it says in the Chumash. But the Truma Gdoila, the Maaserishon is not chal at all. It has to be detached from the ground. Even if he detaches from the ground, there's no obligation, there's no chiyuv to be mafrish until after you do the miruach and the rias pnei abayis. So what if you go ahead and you are mafrish after you detach it from the ground? It's no longer mechuber. You mafrish Truma Gdoila, the Maaserishon. Bishibola. Mishibola means it's still in the Shibola, still with the Psolus and the Yochel, all connected, all mixed in together. So there's no Chiyiv to be Mafrish yet. But the din is, if you're Mafrish, the Hafrosh is Chal. And we're going to learn that from the Pasuk. If you forget about going Shalai al Seder. The Pasuk tells me that if you're Mafrish, Bishibolim, even though there's no obligation to be Mafrish, then the Hafrosh is Chal. The same thing is by Chiyiv Chala. When you mix the flour with the water, that's called Nesinas Hamayim. So the Mishnah says, if you're mafrish at the time of Nesinas Hamayim, the challah is chal. What if I'll mix flour with water and I'll start eating it and I'll start nibbling before I mafrish the challah? Will it be usually if you eat tevel, if you eat real tevel, there's Misa B'dei Shamayim. Bizman Hazeh, we paskin that all the hafroshes, trumas and maises, is only with the Rabbana. The Rambam writes, Hachumah v'hamaisa bizman Hazeh, afilu b'mei Ezra. The Rambam writes, it's all midirabbanan. Since the days of Churban Bayis Rishon, Ara Yom Hazeh, Trumas Mayis only midirabbanan, because the majority of the world Jewish population is not located in Eretz Yisrael. Another couple of years, when the situation will change, then it's going to be a different story. Then Trumas Mayis will be their rice on Dogen Tirish V'Yitzah. It's another thing. We paskin like the Rashi and Tosis and the Ravid, that the obligation to be mafrish Trumas Mayis is only midirabbanan. And the three things that are mentioned in the Chumash, Reishis, the Goncha, Reishis means the Truma, that you mafrish first. Reishis Degoncha B'Sirosh Chavitzarecha, where it says V'achalta Sham Lifnei, you should eat in Yerushalayim Maisa Degoncha B'Sirosh Chavitzarecha. The Chumash only speaks about Truma from Dogen Tirish V'Yitzar, and Maisa Rishon from Dogen Tirish V'Yitzar, and Maisa Sheni from Dogen Tirish V'Yitzar. It doesn't talk about oranges and tomatoes and potatoes and onions. This is all Medirabbanan. Everything else is all Medirabbanan. That's number one. The only three things that are Deraisa are Dogen Tirish V'Yitzar. Dogen means the Chameshus, meaning Dogen, wheat, barley, oats, rice, spelt. And Tirish means wine or grapes, and Yitzar means olive oil or olive. So that's Minatir. And Bizman Hazeh, even that's only Midirabbanan. The Dogen Tirish V'Yitzar is only Midirabbanan because the Rov Yisrael don't live in Eretz Yisrael. Challah today is also Midirabbanan, the Gemara says in Ksubas, for the same reason. The Gemara says in Ksubas by Challah. The Rambam has his own unique Shita. The Rambam says that even by Trumas and Maisus that it's only Midirabbanan. But the Gemara in Ksubas in the second paragraph says that Challah Bizman Hazeh in Eretz Yisrael is only midrabbanan, for that reason, because you don't have the majority of the world Jewish population located in Eretz Yisrael. So the so let's say if you bisman bayis rishon, that the obligation to be mafresh challah was the rice, or in another losid lova, another half a year, another couple of years, when we'll have the majority of the world Jewish population will be living in Eretz Yisrael, we hope. So at that time the chiyuv challah will be deraisa. So then if you eat the cake or cookies, whatever, that's chav and challah before you mafresh the challah, that's tevel. So whoever eats tevel is misa b'day shamay. That's a very serious aver. Worth eating ham. If you eat pork, if you eat if you go to the A&P and you buy treifa food, you buy treifa fish or whatever, it's only malchus, there's no chorus and there's no misa b'day shamayim. But if you eat tevel before you mafish challah, before you mafish trumas amayim, when it's a real din tevel deraisa, is an isa chama miyoda misa b'day shamayim. So the Gemara says,
are you allowed to snack? Can you snack before you pick
open? So the Gemara has like this: if you already had miruach and riyas panei abayis, then it became tevel deraisa. There's a mitzvah safroshim in Torah. Then you're not even allowed to have achilas haroy. You're not even allowed to have a nibble. But if it's before miruach or even after miruach, miruach means when you separated the echol from the psoilus and you put it in a gorin in a neat pile and you straighten out the top. Rashi says, so after miruach, even before after miruach, but before riyas panei abayis. Vaita, the whole din hafrosh is only with the rabban. You're not mukhiv minator to be mafresh yet. You have to, in order to be chayv minator, you have to have miruach and riyas pnei abayis. Or let's say by challah. If you mix flour with water, you just have the nesina samayim. So nesina samayim, there's no chiyuv to be mafresh the challah yet. The chiyuv to be mafresh challah is only when you have misha yigalgel, when you made it into when you kneaded it, and it's a thick dough, not stam nesina samayim. So what if you'll eat the tevel before the gilgul? The gilgul is when it's a thick dough. Then there's no misa b'day shamayim. You're permitted to eat aroy before riyas pnei abayis. If you didn't have miruach and riyas pnei abayis, you're permitted to eat the tevel achilas aroy. Achilas keva is forbidden mid the rabbanon, but to eat achilas aroy, to have a little nibble, is permitted even mid the rabbanon. So in both cases you have such a parallel. You have after nesinas hamayim, by the inyan of chal, after nesinas hamayim, if you'll be mafrish the chal, it'll be chal, but you're not mechuyev to be mafrish the chal until after you reach the later stage of gilgul. But if you're mafrish after nesinas hamayim, it'll be chal and it'll never become tevel later on. So the same thing over here. If you mafresh bishibolim before you did the miruach, or even after you did the miruach, you didn't yet do the riyas pnei abayis, if you mafresh, the afroshi will be chal. But you're not yet mechuyev to be mafresh, and if you lead it without afroshi, you won't be chay misa b'dei shamayim. It's only a misa derabbanan to eat the tevel achilas keva at that point. So that's where Rav Chaim points out in the sefer. You have this parallel between the two, that afroshi is chal after you detach it from the ground. But minatar, it's not tevel until later, until you have the miruach and the riyas pnei abayis. And the same by the nesinas hamayim. If I take flour and I didn't mix it with water, I take flour and I mafrish challah. So it says in the Mishnah, it's not chal. Hamafrish chalasa kemach leyosav leklum. It's not, has no shaykhis with the chiv hafroshes challah. After nesinas hamayim, before gilgul, you're not mechuyev to be mafrish yet. If you lead it, you won't be chay misa b'dei shamayim. But we learn out from a pasuk that if you do the hafrosha will be chal. And when is there a chiv to be mafresh? After the gilgul. So that's parallel to the din of tevel by Paris. So Nachum also, Rish Lakish, let's just translate the words again. If the fellow went ahead, Maiserishin Shehigdimo, he was mafresh, the farmer was mafresh, Maiserishin, before the Truma Gdoila, but he was mafresh at Bishibolim. Bishibolim means before the Miruach. He didn't even do the Miruach, so there was yet no chiv, there wasn't any chiv hafresh yet. So in such a case, Rish Lakish, Tutu Fachidish, why did the Ben Levi convince the farmer to be mafresh the Maiserishin first, in order to get 10%? He doesn't want to just get 9.8%. He wants to get 10%. So when the Levi gets the 10%, he gets 10% of all. So the Levi, whenever he gets Maiserishin, has to be mafresh Maisem and Amaisem. Has to give 10% of that and give it to the Kohanim. Here, Lechora, there's a double problem. He has 10 bushels, let's say he has 10 units. He has to take one unit, this 10%, give it as Maisa and Amaisa, but then nobody was ever mafresh any Truma on this. So what's going to be with the Truma? So doesn't the Ben Levi have to be mafresh Truma Gedoyla?
Left over after 9 left over.
Yes.
Kuba has not been given yet.
Right.
The Balabas has a right, as Marco is known to all, Marco lady takes his right to.
No truma was given.
He can't take the other way.
The lady has to give the truma.
He takes 10. Okay, and then later on.
So the farmer is left with 90.
And he gives 2 bushels for the coin.
The farmer, let him not give 2 bushels to the guy. If the farmer has 100, then he's going
to
give 2.
It's up to the farmer to decide how to give 2. Only then can the lady take.
The farmer now is not responsible for the 10 units that he gave the lady. That's the lady's responsibility. Right, let him have the supplement. The farmer now has 90 units, so the farmer has to give 2% of 90, which is not going
to
be.
Doesn't make a difference.
The farmer has to give 2%
of what is left.
Of what's left, and the lady.
If the lady takes too much, it's not good also.
Right.
The levy.
He has to take it. It's not the remainder.
No, the 10% he has to give ma'isa min ha'ma'isa.
That's after he figured out what the 10% is.
That doesn't matter.
What do you mean? The farmer gave him 10%. He has 100 units.
Because the farmer, he gets 10% of them. He said he gets 9.8 bushels.
Right? But that's after.
That's if the farmer would be makrish first 2 truma. Bushels, the truma left with 98 bushels. So you give 9.8. If the farmer decides to be generous and give 20 bushels to the kohen,
he can give 90 bushels
to the kohen, so he's left with 10. Then he gives 1 bushel to the lady.
But the lady doesn't know what he's going to give.
Doesn't matter what he's going to give. Right, he gave the lady 10 bushels. What's the difference? He gave the lady 10 bushels.
That's what he's saying.
So the farmer's left with 90 bushels. So the farmer now has to give 2% to the kohen. So the shayla is now that. The farmer now has to be mafresh on the 90 bushels that are left by him. That's his problem. So we would recommend give 10% of 90
to the kohen.
Give two percent of the ninety to the kohen, and then give 10% of what's left. That's ma'isa sheni, ma'isa rishon he gave already. So now giving the ma'isa sheni, ma'isa rishon, give 10% of what's left after that. But the truma gedola that the farmer gives is only going to be on his 90 bushels. He's not giving truma gedola on the ma'isa rishon. Yeah. Ma'isa rishon is already be at a levi. So the levi now has to give ma'isa mina ma'isa. Has to give 1/10 of the 10 bushels that he has. Right. And Bas Herzog with the Truma Gdoila, what's going to be? Does he have to give 2% of what he has?
Why is the lady required to make up the portion of the Truma Gdoila, which...
He didn't say it's required.
No, you just said that. No.
We had 100...
No, he just said Truma.
Not the lady.
Truma, yes, he said.
Yeah. I'm asking.
He didn't say it.
That's where Reish Lakish is going to deal with. Amar Reish Lakish, what does the levy have to give for Truma Gdoila? What does he do for Truma Gdoila? So, if not for the pasuk, I would have said he has to give 2% of what he has for Truma Gdoila of the 10.
Right, and then give right.
And then give the Maisa and Amaisa. Or give Maisa and Amaisa first, and then give 2%. One way or the other.
What is the havina that the lady has to make good on the Truma Gdoila?
Because of these 10 bushels.
Because everything was tevel. All the 100 units were tevel. We didn't take out Truma Gdoila yet. We didn't take out Maisa Rishon yet. We didn't take out Maisa Sheni yet. So if you would have gone in order, you would take out Truma Gdoila, so all the 100 units were taken care of. We didn't go in order. So we took off 10 units and we gave it to the levy.
Right.
Then we're mafresh Truma, then the farmer's mafresh Truma Gdoila was left. And the 90, so what's going to be there? No Truma Gdoila was ever taken out
for
the 10%. So one might have argued the point that now that the levy has 10 bushels, he has to give 1/10 of that Maisa Min HaMaisa, and he has to give 2%. That's Truma Gdoila. So Reish Lakish has a Chiddush, Ma'isa Rishon Shehikdimo B'Shibalim. In this case, when you gave, you a Mafresh, he designated the Ma'isa Rishon before designating Truma Gdoila. Patrim et Truma Gdoila, the 10 units that the Levi walks up with, he saves himself, all he has to give is Ma'isa Min HaMaisa. He doesn't have to give Truma Gdoila. How does he get that? Shenemar. Because the Pasuk says, V'hari Ma'isa Menu Trumas Hashem. Ma'isa min ha'ma'isa, period. That's the pasuk. It says when the levy gets ma'isa rishon, he should separate 1/10 of that and designate it as chumas ma'isa, otherwise known as ma'isa min ha'ma'isa. So the mashmas of the pasuk is only ma'isa mina ma'isa amarti loch. The only thing that Ben Levi has to give is the ma'isa mina ma'isa. We like from Magdalu, from ma'isa mina ma'isa. Nish mechuyev to give from Magdalu on the 10%. Why not?
So
the
lady. So he gained a lot more. The lady. Not only did he gain.
No.
The other one got a bigger percent.
The other one gained.
But he doesn't have to give any truma according to the Rishonim.
Well, that's the gain that he has.
2%.
Like this, we would have only got 9.8 bushels. The Ben Levi would have got 9.8, and we'd have to give 1/10 of that, 0.98. As ma'isim and amaisim, and now he got 10 bushels, and he gives away, and he gives away one bushel, so he's left with a full 9 bushels. He's left with more. So what kind of a din is this? Well, what happened to the truma gedolah? Why doesn't he have to be mafish truma gedolah? What kind of halacha is that? So there's a mishnah al hamelech on the bottom of the Rambam points out how Yerushalmi. What's the story over here? So he says truth of the. The din is like this. Let's say I have a lot of farms. I have farms in this location, that location, other location. And they bring in all of the... And I have one mashgiach who's in charge of hafrashas, trumas, and maisers. I can't... I have no time to do business and to do the hafrashas, trumas, maisers at the same time. So I have one rabbi who does all the truma and the maiser and everything, and he keeps records what's going on. So let's say I have... Somehow, by mistake, they were mafresh maiser risham before the truma gedolah. So the Ben Levi has the 10 units of Maisa Rishon, and they didn't take out the Maisa Mana Maisa yet, and the din is that you don't have to take out any Shuma Gedolah. Rish Lakish tells us the news, you don't have to take out Shuma Gedolah. So let's say they bring a delivery of bushels of grain from another farm that I have, and it's pure Tevel. It had Miruach already, pure Tevel, didn't have Shuma Gedolah, didn't have Maisa Rishon taken out, didn't have Maisa Sheni, nothing was taken out yet. So the din is he can only be mafresh trumas and maisres menachiyah v'alachiyah. He can't mafresh menapot v'alachiyah. Let's say I have on one farm, I have bushels and bushels. I already set aside the truma gedolah, maisrish, maisresheni, and everything is called chulam mesukanim. I already took care of everything, and everything is roi lachila. Chulam ready to eat. It's all mutar b'achila. And then they deliver 100 units from another farm where it's all pure tevel. I can't be mafresh from these bushels on that, even if these are mufchor. I want to do a mitzvah min amufchan. I want to give the kohen and the levi fancy, delicious, better. You're not allowed to. That's min apater al achiyuv. Has to be. It doesn't have to be from the same field, but it has to be equally tevel. Has to be chayim. This has to be tevel. This has to be tevel. So let's say over here, this 10 bushels that the ben levi has before he's mafresh the ma'isa min ha'ma'isa, it's tevel hatovel la ma'isa min ha'ma'isa. So let's say he wants to designate part of his 10. If he's going to be mafresh, the ma'isa min ha'ma'isa already, he's going to be left with 9 bushels of chulam mesukanim of ma'isa rishon. And one bushel was ma'isa min ha'ma'isa. Now he can't take any of these 9 bushels and designate it as anything on anything else. Because it's all chulam mesukanim. Finished. It's mamish min ha'pater al-achiyah. But kozman that he didn't designate the ma'isa min ha'ma'isa, so it's tevel ha'tovel the ma'isa min ha'ma'isa. So if he wants, he can use anything from those 10 bushels to be koreshem on other stuff that he has. So what about if they deliver some tevel, bushels of tevel from another farm, where they weren't even mafresh truma gedolah yet? Can I use this stuff to be mafresh truma gedolah on the other stuff? State the Yerushalmi that yes.
So
there weren't mafresh, no one was ever mafresh any truma gedolah on these 10 bushels. The farmer set aside 10 bushels truma ma'isa rishon, and now he's going to be mafresh truma gedolah on the remaining 90, but nobody was ever mafresh truma gedolah on this. So what do you mean? If it's tevel atovel the truma gedolah, so why doesn't the Ben Levi have to be mafresh to truma gedolah? Rish Lakish says that Ma'is Rishon that was designated before the truma gedolah is potter. He says it's potter from truma gedolah. It's potter from truma gedolah. That is Yerushalmi say that you can be mafresh. So the Mishnah Lamelech points out a little bit. He doesn't point it out fully. He quotes this from the Yerushalmi. Then the latest one, there's a sefer called Torah Zeroyim by a Talmud of Rav Elbel of Soloveitchik. Who points out this halacha? The pasuk doesn't say that the 10 units that the Levi gets don't have to have truma gedolah. It doesn't need truma gedolah. It's tevel atovel truma gedolah ula ma'isa mena ma'isa, because no one ever took out truma gedolah on that. The only thing is the pasuk is mechadesh ma'isa mena ma'isa amarti lach ula truma gedolah trumas ma'isa. If you do the hafrasha ma'isa mena ma'isa, you can kill two birds with one stone. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. Because Maiser, Mina Maiser, what we call Chumas Maiser, has a shame Chumo. He once mentioned the Mishnah says, let's say a person eats tray for food, so he gets Malchus. But only if he eats a whole kazais of tray for food. let's say he eats chatzi shiras. Chatzi shiras doesn't mean a Torah, but you don't get malchus. So what if he eats a chatzi shira basa b'cholov and a chatzi shira b'hemis? So that's a isurim. There's a machleke satanon. We pass an isurim on that mitzvah from zemzeh. Unless you eat a full kazai from one from the same shema isur, it has to be the same trefus. So the Mishnah gives such an acceptance section to the rule. Let's say a non koyin eats truma gedoyla. So Malkus is mitzvah b'dei shamayim. Malkus. So what if a zar, a non koyin eats a quarter of a kazayis of truma gedoyla, quarter of kazayis of bikurim, quarter of kazayis of chale, and a quarter of kazayis of maisim and amaisim. So the Mishnah says, and he has all together, he has a kazayis. So the Mishnah says in Me'ila that all four amin start from this mamashem echad of truma. So that's what the pasuk tells me over here. When all has the same truma. So the pasuk doesn't mean to say that the 10 units of maisir rishon that the farmer gave the lady is potter from truma gedoyla. Not true. It's tevil, you have to be mafish truma gedoyla, and it's tevil, you have to be mafish maisim and amaisim. And kozman, you aren't mafish anything. If you want, you can be mafish mikan and other stuff truma gedoyla. You can be mafish truma gedoyla from this because it's tevil atomala truma gedoyla. But the pasuk is megale that if you mafish the maisim and amaisim first, that covers it. You yotze with that because maisim and amaisim has a shame truma and truma gedoyla has a shame truma. So the pasuk is mechadish that you can kill two birds with one stone. An interesting chiddush. If you'll do the hafrosha of maisim and amaisim first, you'll be yotze. If you won't do it first, let's say the ben levi will be tipish and it'll be mafish the truma gedoyla first. Then I'll still have to be mafish the maisim and amaisim. Have to be mafish both. But if he does it in that direction, if he does first the maisim and amaisim, then he's yotzi both with that.
You don't see that from the wording of the Gemara.
No, you see it from the Yerushalmi. The Babli doesn't say it at all.
They just flat out that there's no need to do it.
I would have said you're putter. I would have said no need at all. Putter. It's not tevel atovel at truma gedoyla. But the Yerushalmi, right? The Mishnah Melech assumes the Yerushalmi is not in disagreement with the Babli. It's the same Rish Lakish speaking in the Yerushalmi. So he says that's what he meant. That the hafrasha of the ma'aser and ha'ma'aser covers the din of truma. Everything is included.
You're saying that the shlokish is quoted in the Yerushalmi.
I think so. I think it's the same mandam in the Yerushalmi, and he explains more at length.
In Yerushalayim.
Yeah. The shlokish lived in Eretz Yisrael. The Yerushalmi was composed by the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. So he appears there more often than he appears in the Bavli. This is the memory of Rish Lakish. He said it in Eretz Yisrael, and they said it over in Bavel. So the Amoraim in Bavel were pilpiling about the details of this chiddush. If that is so, the chiddush of Rish Lakish is correct. That the pasuk says, "Oh, Har Meisim Menachumas Hashem Meisim and Amaiser." That the Levi only has to be Mafrish Meisim and Amaiser. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to be Mafrish separate Truma Gedoyla. A separate ma'isim and a ma'isim kill two birds with one stone. If that is true, so why does Rish Lakish only formulate this halacha if higdimo b'shibolim? Why only if he rushed and the farmer was mafrish the ma'isim rishon before the truma gedoyla b'shibolim before the meruah tevel? And what if higdimo b'kri? A kri means he made meruah and he put it in a big pile, a neat pile on top. Straighten it out on top, and he had miruach and riyas pnei abayis, and everything became 100% bona fide tevel. And if anybody will eat it now before the hafrasha, it'll be misa b'dei shamayim. It'll be the real isa tevel deraisa. So why shouldn't the din even apply? Why shouldn't his din even apply higdim or bikri?
Why? Well, I think
the thing
back in
Yisrael,
there's no
kriya
at all. What's the
kriya?
You're already in the practice.
But
so the question is, but you have a pasuk. If the pasuk says ma'isam and ma'isam v'lo truma gedoyla trumas ma'isam, so why doesn't the pasuk cover all cases? You say you can knech a svara l'chalik, but where is there a pasuk? So you have to have a pasuk for ketz. So that's what he says. Alecha omakra omaleis. Abai answers back. There's a pasuk that says fakir. Alecha omakra. On your shaila, the pasuk says nikol matnasechem tarimos trumas Hashem. You have to take out truma gedoyla from everything. What do you mean from everything? Not only does the farmer have to take out truma gedoyla from the 100 units if he goes in order, even if you have this strange case where the farmer took out 10% and he gave it to the levy already, and now the farmer is going to, the farmer didn't give truma gedoyla yet, so the farmer has to give truma gedoyla 2% of what he has left, and the bed levy has to give 2% of what he got. So that pasuk says, Mikol matnes sechem tarimas trumas Hashem. You have to give truma gedoyla from everything. Frek the Gemara, my rice, but what's the svar lachale? So he says, and for the Gemara, hayidgen, hayla yidgen, abayis is simple. Here it already became tevel, and here it didn't become tevel. If it's ikdimu bishi bolim, if it's the psolus is still mixed in, the din of tevel didn't set in yet. Before me ruach and rias panabai, the din tevel didn't set in yet. But hayidgin, if it's ready ikdimu bikri, then it already became tevel. So even if you're mafresh first and maaser rishon, and you gave it away to the levi, the levi now has an obligation to be mafresh to mugdal. And this gemara, this gemara appears also in Shabbos, Daf Kuchav Zayin Amid Beis. They tell you on the side, appears in a few mesichtos. So there in Shabbos Kuchav Zayin Amid Beis, Tosis has two opinions. Again, the Mishlei Melech points out this Tosis. Some people know it from the Tosis, some people know it from the Mishlei Melech. So the Mishlei Abon points out a little Tosis, and Shabbos has two opinions regarding this. When the gemara says Higdimo Bikri is different, and the answer is Hai Idgin. This already became Dagon, and this didn't yet. It didn't yet become Dagon. Reishis Digoncha didn't become Dagon yet, and Higdimo Bikri already became Dagon. So this simple translation, the difference between Kri in Idgin as opposed to in Higdimo Bishibolim, sounds like it all depends on Meruach. They didn't mention anything about the Rias Panei Abayis. What happened? The next stage is Rias Panei Abayis. So Tosis has two opinions. So the one opinion is it doesn't depend on Rias Panei Abayis, even though the real Din Tevel only begins after Miruach and then Rias Panei Abayis in that order. This Din does not depend on the real Din Tevel. Once you had Miruach, even though you didn't have Rias Panei Abayis, and the Chi of Derais of Afrashas Trumas Mais, it didn't set in because you didn't do Rias Panei Abayis. But Sof Kosof, the Cheftze is a Cheftze that's going to become Tevel. You're not going to change the Cheftze by bringing it into Rias Panei Abayis. It's already Dogon. The Cheftz is the Cheftz that's going to be Mechuyiv later. So this Gzeres HaKosev that you can kill two birds with one stone already doesn't apply. And the other opinion in Tosis is no. Even though it says Hai Idgin, Lab Davki Idgin, what it means is that you had the whole works. You had the Miruch with the Rias Panei Abayis, and it already, the Issa Tevel set in. So then you can't get around this. So here on this, I mentioned, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago, I mentioned there's an interesting Me'iri in Pesachim. There's a Mishnah in Pesachim that says that you cannot be yotze the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach night if you have treifa matzahs. Let's say somebody eats matzah shel tevel. So it's not yotze the mitzvah of matzah. But there's such a Mishnah in Brochus that if a person ate bread, that's tevel, so we tell him not to bench. You're not allowed to bench. Mitzvah babaver. Yeah, that's how we say mitzvah babaver. So the Mishnah says, what's an example of mitzvah b'avera? Eats tevel, or eats, let's say, ma'aser sheni chutz li'Yerushalayim. You're not permitted to eat losucha lechol b'sharecha ma'aser d'gon chavisirosh k'vitzarech. You're not permitted to eat b'sharecha anywhere else in Eretz Yisrael. It says, kim lefnei Hashem alakecha tochlenu. You have to eat the ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. Echalto sham lefnei Hashem alakecha ma'aser d'gon chavisirosh k'vitzarech. You have to eat ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. What happens if you pay to the Ma'aser Sheni Chutz L'Yerushalayim? Fine. No problem. Yeah. So you take the money, and the Paris Ma'aser Sheni can eat whatever you want. So the Mishnah says, if you eat Ma'aser Sheni Chutz L'Yerushalayim, it's mitzvah b'avera. So you don't bench at all. And you're not yotze the mitzvah matzah. But if you have Ma'aser Sheni Shenivde, you pay to the Ma'aser Sheni, then if you eat it Chutz L'Yerushalayim, then the Mishnah gives a krechts.
But the fruit that you redeemed?
The fruit that I redeemed. It used to be Ma'aser Sheni.
Now it's no longer.
I redeemed it, no longer Ma'aser Sheni. So the Mishnah gives a krechts. Oi, Gival, then you can bench. Then you can be Yotze Matzah. So the Gemara says, what's wrong? Ma'aser Sheni v'Hegdash Anivda, what's the problem? What's the problem? So the Gemara says, Hachav v'Mayaskin, and the Mishnah means like this. Shenivdu. But like Nivdu Kihilchas, and he didn't really do it right.
He didn't give
it. It's supposed to be Maisav Chaimish. If I'm the owner of the Maisav Sheni, I have $100 worth of payers. So if I'm paid it, I have to give $125. $125, one-fifth of
$125.
Maisav
Sheni?
Huh?
Maisav Sheni?
Yeah. Maisav Sheni, you have to be paid if you
don't want to. Let's say you have Maisav Sheni Chutz L'Yerushalayim. And it's too expensive, it's going to be too expensive to transport it to Yerushalayim. So you want to be poyed and bring the money to Yerushalayim and buy minasata kesa babakar batona b'yayin v'ashecher, and you'll buy food there. So how much money do you have to give for the purpose of the pidyon ma'aser sheni? So if I'm selling it to somebody else, he gives $100 and finish. He gives whatever the value is. The shabbi is the carriage. But if the farmer himself has poyed his own ma'aser sheni with his own money, it has to be ma'aser chaimish. So the Gemara explains chaimish doesn't mean what we would have thought it meant, 20%. means 25%. That's 25% chaimish.
The total.
So Gemara says of the total, well, if you give $125, so $25 is one fifth of 125. That's what the Gemara understands.
That's
the pasuk. Yeah, you have to be meiser chaimish. A pasuk in the end of the chukaisa. Is kiyigalish mi meiseray chamishisa yosef kala yosef chamishisa towards the very end of the chukaisa. You have to be meiser chaimish. So the Gemara says, what happens if the farmer was paid at his meiser sheni? And he only gave $100 and he didn't give the extra $25. So what's the din in such a case? The Gemara says that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Right. If he only gave $100, so we say to give the $25. So give the extra $25. But if he didn't give it yet, what's the din? He went ahead and he ate the Maaser Sheni Chutz Mirushalayim without the tax. He didn't add on the $25. So then the Mishnah gives a krechts. And the Mishnah says, he really didn't do it right. But it's Maaser Sheni Shenif there. The chaimish is not ma'akev. Sof kosof, he did the pidyon, so he does bench. If he ate such bread, but ma'aser sheni flour, and he ate a chutz Yerushalayim, and he didn't do the whole pidyon, he benches because sof kosof is not treif. And if it was matzah, he's yotzei the mitzvah matzah. So then the Mishnah gives another example. Let's say you gave. Let's say the fella ate as matzah, or he ate as a meal. He ate. Maaser Rishon, she nitlo mimenu. Let's say the Levi has Maaser Rishon, and he didn't mafresh Maaser mina Maaser. He forgot the Maaser b'shoyg does man. He didn't take out Maaser mina Maaser. So it's mamish tevel. It's real tevel. Bizman is there. All these tevels are only the Rabbanan. The tevel by Chal is only the Rabbanan. The tevel by Trumas Maaser. Everything is all the Rabbanan. In another couple of years, it may yet turn out to be Deir Isa. When you have the majority of the world Jewish population living in Eretz, all these things will be Deir Isa. No, only whatever grows in Eretz. Chutzlo, Chalas Chutzlo is never going to become Deir Isa, unless the Tzahal will conquer the whole world. So, okay, Yafutz Ma'aseh Chutzlo. If there'll be Moisef on Kedusha Saaretz, it'll not going to spread to a different continent though. That's all the times. The Rav said there's a din of Kedusha Saaretz as Hanosafis. It has to be contiguous to Eretz Yisrael. So Europe, Asia, and Africa. That half of the world. Half of the world can be, you can extend the Kedusha. But United States, America, Australia, it's a different continent. Pashtus, it can't spread over there. I'll be Pashtus like that. So the Mishnah says like this, if the Levi has his Maaser Rishon, and he didn't set aside the Maaser Mina Maaser yet. So he didn't set aside, that's Tevel. It's Misa B'dei Shamayim. You're not allowed to eat it. So if he goes ahead and he eats it, he doesn't bench. And if he eats it on Pesach as matzah, he's not yet to the mitzvah matzah. It's a mitzvah b'baveh. But what if it's Maaser Rishon shenitla himenu trumas maaser? He did take out trumas maaser. So the Mishnah again gives a krechs. In such a case, he's yet to the mitzvah matzah. In such a case, he would bench. So Gemara asks, what are you krechsing about? He took out the maaser mina maaser. So what's the problem? Gemara says, ha'ha maaser kinon shekdimo b'shibolim. That's why this is in Psochim. Lamed Hey Amid Base. This whole Chad Gadya, this whole Gemara is Msachim Lamed Hey Base, because that Mishnah is Lamed Hey Amid Aleph.
That's the final
Shuma
that was, he got it, the lady got it not in the proper order. That's what you're saying.
This kind of a case.
In all circumstances, if he made
Matzah
out of that, he would still be Yosef.
If he was Mafish,
Maisa, Minamaisa. On that kind of.
Right, and even though he doesn't give any truma gedayla, so the Mishnah gives a krechs that is yotzei b'dieved. He's yotzei b'dieved. He can bench, and he's yotzei matzah. So the Miriya said, "What are you krechsing about?"
Defect in how he got it.
But what are you still krechsing now? What do you want to do now? Shenav gitan davle. Yeah. So what's the problem? So the Miriya says, "No, he's still a ganef.
He shouldn't have gone."
He cheated the kohen of an amount of money because the kohen would have gotten 2 units. He would have gotten 2% of 100. So now that he designated 10% for the Levi does a trick over here, Houdini trick, and he just takes out Maaser Mina Maaser, doesn't give 2%. And then the farmer only gives 2% from the 90. So he's missing 2/10 of a bushel. So the Miri says, the Levi is at fault for finagling. That's what we say on and out. The Levi is the one who obviously instigated this whole ASIC over here. He's the one who went and he convinced the farmer to give me first in order to cheat the kohen. So the Miri says, in Hilchus Tevel, in Hilchas Afrashas, Trumas Maisis and Tevel, there's no Abeira. But in Hilchas Loisigzo, from Aseres Adibris, he's Zohifer and Loisignoi. He's still stealing from the Koyin now.
Yeah.
He has to give the Koyin the 0.2% of a bushel in order that he shouldn't be Abraham Zela. So then the Mishnah gives a correct, but if he goes ahead and he eats it now, even though he's still in violation of Zela, he didn't pay up the Heshavis HaGzela yet, but the food is kosher. So the Mishnah gives a correct, he can bench. And he can still be out to the mitzvah of matzah. You have such a mashal amad of a daimah. Let's say there was a little bit of truma. Let's say there's a bottle of truma, and the truma got mixed into a big vat full of chulin dicker wine. There's a bottle of truma dicker wine, gets mixed in chulin dicker wine. And I'm not a kohen, so I'm not allowed to eat truma. So what if it gets mixed in sabait? I'm not allowed to eat the whole thing. There's a shear. So how much does it have to fall in? So there's a din 100. Truma is bottle be'echad ameya. Or look like him, you need masai. Because truma, the sifrei says, or look like him is also bahanor, not just also bachilu. So you double it. So you double. Kof mitoch shekof alisir or kof alali yosef. You need a double shear. But truma is also bachilu mutabanos is bottle be'meya. It's not enough shishin. Usually a treifus falls in as enough for shishin. Here it's a din midirabbanan. It's not a din minatar. Tosfos has the gemara. So midirabbanan, you need meyer. So what happens? Let's say if one bottle of truma wine fell in with 150, fell into a big vat that has 150 units of chulin wine. So this is bottle becher a meyer. You have 150 times as much as bottle hein bottle morgen. The gemara says in the end of beta the iser is bottle, but the mammon is not bottle. The Gemara gives a mashal, if I have 5 nickels in my hand and you drop a nickel in accidentally, now I have 6 nickels and nobody can identify which nickel is which. So I've got to say, buckle bereifs, so I keep all the 6 nickels. The Gemara says, no, but I know that one nickel belongs to you. Even though I can't identify which is yours, which is mine, I have to give you back a nickel. So the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says the same over here. If the one unit of truma, let's say 1 gallon of truma fell into 150 gallons of chulin, so fine, it's bottled b'meya. The iser is bottled b'meya, but the iser gzeila still is. I have to minatar, it's enough to make out a check to the kohen. Give him a check for the value of a 1 gallon of wine. And with the rabbanon, a check is not even enough. You're not allowed to drink any of the wine before you do a hafrosha. You have to separate. You have to designate one gallon of this wine and give it away to the kohen. So the Miri understood the same over here, that when Rish Lakish says in the Gemara, my Sirishan Shekdima Bishibalim is Patam Etruma Gedola, that's in Hilchas Tevel. It's Patam Etruma Gedola. But in Hilchas Gezel, in Issa Veheta, you have no problem. But in Gezel, Sofka Sof, he's cheating the coin. He was responsible for cheating the coin of what you said, 0.2% of 0.2 of the units of the whole thing. So that's why the Mishnayis say in Brachas and in Sofim with the Krechts. If the Levi goes ahead and he eats it, even though he didn't do right now, not he didn't do right yesterday, he did something wrong yesterday. No, he's doing wrong today. He really should give away to the Kohen the mammon that he's stealing from him first. And if he gives away the money, then we'll discuss eating it. So the Mishnah gives a krech and it says, no, if he ate, if the Levi ate b'riyevet before he took care of the mammon, so he's yotze the matzah, it's not a mitzvah baba veira. And he can bench, right? There's not a mitzvah baba veira on the bench. That's what the Miri. The Miri Mstochim writes like that. And he gets it from the fact that the Mishnah says it in with the krechts. That the Yevit, if that's the parallel to the same, the other line in the Mishnah.
Yeah.
That if you are poida, you're maise sheni, and then you eat it chutz Yerushalayim, so the Mishnah gives the krechts that you yotze the matzah, and you can bench. And the Gemara says, what are the krechtsing for? The Gemara says, Hachmas Kinani didn't finish yet. He didn't give the chaimish yet. So the Mishnah tells me, no, b'riyevet, the chaimish is not miyakid. Even though, if he would ask us, we would say, give the chaimish right now before you eat it. But Hachmas Kinani, he ate it before he gave the chaimish.
You would still have to give the chaimish.
Yeah. You can give the chaimish even after you designated the carrying. You should still give the chaimish. But if he ate it already, so it's not called mitzvah b'baver. So here, the same Mishnah has this line, that b'riyevet, if the Ben Levi ate it.
What status would it have?
Okay. Yes.
In other words, if I'm giving him back what his rummy should have been, but he would have gotten this food. Would have a kedusha in it?
Oh.
If
just
chulin. I can really make out a check also.
According to this, if it would be by Yisurim, you should not have to take out. If Yisurim, I have something you say, so I don't have to take out because there, it's not you're not taking away anybody's money. You would not have to take out by Yisurim, you know.
We do have to take out. Right, the Maharam Rutenberg had a Rashi on the first dot that if it's Yovish B'Yovish, then you should take out one piece and throw it out.
According to this, you should...
But the Rishalmi only has it. The Rishalmi doesn't have it, but the Rishalmi only has it by Truma, because of the Gezel issue. That Mamayna loy bottle, only the Yisr aspect is bottle, and Mamayna is not bottle.
Can the Rabun give the lady more than a tenth?
No, it's not Chal, even if he wants to be generous. The Gemara says, "Hamar bebe Maisris." You want to do a teiva? Maisrois of Mikul Kolim. Why? Because it's tevel of Maisim mil Rabin Zebze. Because Maisa is only chal on 10%. You can't donate. You can't give more than 10%. So the more than 10% that he gives is still tevel a tovel la Maisa Sheni. And when the farmer is going, let's say the farmer is going to give 15% Maisrish instead of giving 10%, 15%. So only 10 out of the 15% is going to become Maisrish. The extra 5% doesn't become anything, it remains tevel. Then the farmer, when he's mafresh, his maaser sheni, and what he has left, he's only mafresh on what he has left. He doesn't have in zin the 5 extra percent that he gave to the levy. So the levy has tevel on his hands. He has mixed in, blended in together. He has the 5%, which is tevel, atovel, and maaser sheni, blended in with his maaser rishon.
Why don't you say the same thing also? How can Ramon make one piece if we go to the whole thing?
No, that's Truma Gedoyla. Truma Gedoyla ain't lo shir. So if you want, you can give chita achas, and if you want, you can give 99.99. You can't give all, because you have to erase it, shesherea nikor. You have to leave something over. The truma has to be matter, the isa tevel on something other than itself. But you have a right to give from mashahu till 100% minus mashahu, as truma gedoyla. And whatever you give will be nitfas, it will be 100% truma gedoyla. Meiser is not so. Meiser, you can't donate extra. Oh, exactly, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni is exactly. Not exact. You don't have to weigh it to measure it. You approximate. You figure out how many bushels you have and you give the one bushel. It's a dimion. It's not really gezula. No. Gezula means mamash I stole. He didn't steal anything. He was Mishana the Seder. And he didn't do an aver by being Mishana either. That's what we discussed. The Iser, the real Iser. That you're not allowed to be mafresh ma'aser rishon before you mafresh truma gedoyla, the real iser only applies. The pasuk only applies after miruach and miyas penabai. If you do it before miruach and miyas penabai, the Gemara said beferish that there's no iser. The Gemara Shabbos. When Rashi says over here, goram laha'arim lavra dibrei teira, sounds from Rashi that he's over on the iser. So the Achrayim said no, meant laha'arim. He did a harame. Harama means that gedreit, and it turned out that he didn't violate it, because strictly speaking, there's no violation. But since in the normal course of events, if he would have let the farmer do what he would have done, the coin would have gotten another 0.2%, so he was mafsid him.
But to have something gezeil is only, if any azazi, if someone had something, now he doesn't have it.
Right.
The coin never had it.
Right. It's not outright gezeil. You don't say that he actually stole at the end. And so he says, "A matzik zula yinatya." So there is no matzik zula. But I was mafsid you like an autumn mazik. The Ben Levi was a guy, white guy. He was mafsid the coin like a mazik. So he tam mazik. He has to pay.
He had a schus in it. He stole it. The coin had a schus in the truma. It's not a question that he's taking away.
With the long sense, yeah.
But if everything was beheter over here, he. The Isser of Meleosch the Machalosh Asher doesn't apply if it's Bishibolim. So Lemaisa didn't do anything wrong. and Lemaisa is not an Odom HaMazik either. Odom HaMazik means also if I'm mafsid you the moment that you had already. Yeah. If I do Menias HaRevach, let's say you have a grocery store. And every day, whatever you make, $500 profit on the grocery store. So one morning I come, you come to the grocery store 7 o'clock to open up in the morning. I come and I put a big lock on, and it takes you half a day till you get someone to cut the lock off, and you make me pay me time out of my mazik. Mazik is if you had the money and I was mazik.